Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. A lot of hullabaloo has been generated about WhatsApp finally implementing end-to-end encryption in its in all versions of its the application that is now owned by Facebook that, I use on a fairly regular basis because I have some folks in Israel that like to use it for communication. And so, that's why I use it. That's why I use any of these services like Telegram or Signal or whatever. It's because you got people that use them. But it's certainly nice to have everything encrypted, but not really. I mean, the problem with any of these services is, and if they're operated by a third party, there's always the risk that metadata could be left around that is not encrypted and potentially something that could be given to law enforcement or something if they ask. And it's not the contents of the communication so much. It's the fact that you communicated with certain people at certain times. And that's sometimes just as valuable or maybe even more valuable than the contents of your message, especially if law enforcement's trying to prove a point or prove that you were associated with a certain person. So, I think the reality, the more I hear these kinds of stories, right, regardless of whether it's WhatsApp or something like that, I'm left with the conclusion that that everybody kind of comes to at some point is that if you don't want somebody else to figure out what you're doing, then don't do it on a computer. Computers are, don't use the telecom infrastructure. Do it in face to face. Because let's face it, you have no control over the information in the network, and that information is supposed to be, pretty much in every country, right? The law enforcement, the laws are set up so that law enforcement can get that information with a warrant or whatever the equivalent is, and so these technologies make our lives a lot easier, and we can communicate in vast distances and not in real time and all that stuff, but they leave breadcrumbs, while it's nice to have the contents of the message encrypted. Really what I'd like to see is a lack of metadata, right? That would, create a service that has no metadata whatsoever. Maybe even use something like, BitTorrent or something, right? Some way of communicating the information in a way that pretty much scatters the metadata so that there's no record of any of that stuff. And I'm sure somebody's working on it, but, getting such a system operating at any sort of scale is probably a challenge. And, getting people to adopt it's a whole other thing as well. So all these different messaging services are out there that exist that do basically the same thing, right? The only reason that one works over another is because, your friends are using it or not. And so, I have these little pockets of people that use, say, WhatsApp and Telegram, and I haven't gotten anybody using Signal yet. I think I've gotten like one message on Signal since I've opened it up. I don't use, and I know people use Facebook Messenger. I don't personally use Facebook all that much. I very rarely get messages on it. I probably get messages on Twitter more than anything else, but, or even LinkedIn, there's all kinds of ways to message back and forth. But end-to-end encryption is a nice thing, but it's not the entire problem space. You really need to eliminate the metadata, and we're not there yet. I'm guessing some smart people are working on it, and we'll probably see such a service soon. And to me, that'll be that with end-to-end encryption will probably be the holy grail. If you're looking for like totally anonymous communications, that's probably going to be it. I've seen stuff like that use it. The Tor network and stuff, which again, probably not something to be used in either. There's probably other things that could accomplish this sort of thing. It'll be interesting to see what develops as a result of this increased desire for privacy. But it's not just about the encrypting end to end. Sadly, it's about the metadata, and you got to just be careful of that. And just be aware that, WhatsApp's probably still got that information or Facebook and they'll turn it over. So, absent some sort of, magical, system that will allow you to do it over a mobile phone or whatever, you're probably best off doing it in person like they used to do in the old days. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.